escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
With your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Friday, guys, we'll be out at Twin Peaks Buckhead, getting your Labor Day weekend started right. Great food, drinks, scenery. Come on out and join us, man. We'd love to get a chance to see you guys at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. All right, we got to spend a few minutes with Grant because we want to talk about what happened last night. Braves lose 2-1. More Falcons coming up. If you're just joining us, Caleb McGarry's done for the season. It is big news because it is confirmed now by the Falcons, and the roster's been set. Spencer Strider last night, Grant, your impressions, because he struck out 3 through 7. I guess I'm just spoiled. I'm so used to seeing him on his game striking out 8, 9, 10 guys. He just hasn't done that consistently this season.
No, I mean, when he has gotten his strikeouts, his swings and misses, it just, especially lately, I mean, it hasn't been there, but it hasn't looked like the same Spencer Strider, and he knows he's still got that work to do. That seems to be kind of the optimal phrase between starts for him, and he went to Maven, which is the pitching lab that's not far from Truist Park, between starts to try to figure out, okay, the start to August has been disastrous. I mean, 3 incredibly rough outings, the worst of his career. There's really no question about that because, like you, I'm used to seeing Spencer Strider dominate a lineup. Maybe he makes a mistake here or there. You can live with that, but it wasn't the normal Spencer Strider that we've been accustomed to seeing, and his fastball is a big part of that. Even with the velocity, it wasn't getting the right movement. So that's what he's really keyed in on now, is figuring out, even if he doesn't get all the swings and misses that he has been getting as he kind of tries to work that strength back to increase his velocity, can he get some foul balls? Can he stay competitive in counts rather than, hey, I made a mistake over the heart of the plate and they're going to hit it a long way? And that, I think, it's incremental. But 7 innings, 7 of the best innings, most efficient innings he's thrown this year, I will certainly take that, and I think that's something for him to build on.
And that's the thing, Grant, I always felt like, you know, you said it all the time, 96, 97, but guys can foul that off all day, and then all of a sudden the pitch count goes up till they get what they want. So as you said, this is a little more economical. Speaking of which, first time I get to see Edward Cabrera, he's got some electric stuff. I guess, is he still trying to figure it out at the major league level?
Yeah, Marlins have got some pretty good arms, and the crazy thing about it is when they kind of got hot and pushed their way into the fringe of the wild card discussion, they've kind of come back down to earth since then, but it was going to be on the strength, I think, of the young pitching that they have. And Edward Cabrera is an impressive one that they've got. Yuri Perez is another one. And the crazy thing is Sandy Alcantara sitting around with an ERA of 6. And that's a guy that's won a Cy Young Award. So go figure with the way this kind of stuff works out. You're bringing along young pitchers, but it's that veteran, that ace-type pitcher that's just kind of had to go through it this year. And Sandy is throwing 100 miles an hour. So it's been a baffling season for him. But to your point, the Marlins have some really nice young pitching. These are not the Marlins who are just going to roll it out there and lose 95 or 100 games automatically. I think this club is going to take strides, and 2025 certainly one of them. to be a bit more competitive. I use the word plucky sometimes. I don't know if people love that, but they're going to be a pain. And they're one of those teams that is kind of getting into that little fringe area where the wild card is within their grasp, and they can make it more difficult on other teams that are trying to win at crucial times of the year.
Update on Chris Sale, and again, what is the plan for him, as you understand it from Snit and Company?
Yeah, all systems are go for Chris Sale. He wanted to get to 75 pitches in his most recent rehab outing for Gwinnett. He was able to do that 3 days ago. So, you know, he was, I think, right exactly economically pitch-wise, was into the fifth inning. They had pretty much a hard cap on him. He threw 76 pitches. There's no reason to, you know, try to get through a perfect fifth inning. If you've gotten the pitch count, that's pretty much it. And I think they'll just look from that 75 to maybe 80, 85, and then he'll be able to kind of live around that 90 to 95 pitch count, I would imagine, for the rest of the year. But this lines him up to start on Saturday against the Philadelphia Phillies. So then I think by doing the math, at least four, if not five starts before the year is over. And Chris Sale has said repeatedly just how important it is to finish the season feeling healthy, not on the IL, and ready to go in the winter and build for 2026.
Talking more about the Falcons, guys, learning about Caleb McGarry's future this season. We'll get into that coming up. Grant's with us talking about the Bravos. We had an in-depth about Ozzie today and Ozzie Albies. Can we see the kind of turnaround that Money Harris had with in the offseason? I know we talked a lot about the hitting instructors and certainly worked with Money. Can you do that with Ozzie, and are the Braves going to keep Ozzie?
I would love to see it, and I do think, and I think we've talked about this a little bit, that the option is so affordable, and you have a $4 million buyout on a $7 million option for a multi-time all-star second baseman with Ozzie's potential. That just seems like something that the Braves, at the very least, are going to try out to see if he can, you know, recapture that magic and really tap into some kind of sustainable change that allows him to get back to the Ozzie that we became accustomed to. I mean, the last couple of years have been a hard course correction for him, but he's still just, what, 28 years old. So you're not talking about a player on the wrong side of 30 that you're kind of ready to cut bait on. He works hard. He's in tremendous shape. He's tremendously valuable to this club in a number of different ways on the field and off. So you want to see him figure it out. But he has been, this year, one of the major stories as far as disappointing aspects of this offense. There's just no way around that. But the value is still there, I feel like, to at least find out if Ozzie can reclaim his form. And you don't want to see him doing it in another uniform over a couple of million dollars, I think is probably how I'd break it down at his essence.
Fair enough. Tonight, Hurston, what do you think? He's going to continue to pitch as well as we've seen him pitch?
I hope so. And the way that he has been, you know, throwing has been tremendous for a number of different reasons. Number one, he added that sinker that Sean Murphy kind of told him, yeah, kind of feature that pitch more, see what it can do for you. And that unlocked another level for him. Since he's come to the major leagues, though, I found this really fascinating. He said this after his last start. He has not thrown a single four-seam fastball in the big leagues this year. Huh. He is throwing a cut fastball. I don't know that I've ever heard too many, and I know there are cutter specialist pitchers that's what they throw. They don't throw a straight four-seamer. Most of the time it seems like they're relievers rather than starters. And usually it seems like it's something they arrived at, you know, 8, 10, 12 years into their career when they're right. Just trying to reinvent themselves. No, this is a kid that's 23 years old that has just made a change that works for him. He's getting a ton more ground balls. He's getting a lot of swing and miss because he's got the splitter. So he has got three different versions of the fastball that work extremely well for him and a very good curveball. So if he continues that mix and works as efficiently as he has been, I see no reason why he can't continue to build on what has been one of the better stories for the Braves pitching staff in all of 2025.
Right on.
Great stuff, Grant. Appreciate you as always, man. And we'll talk to you here in a couple of days and check back in.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to it. Thank
you. All right. That's Grant McCauley, guys. The latest with the Falcons, and it's funny because my Twitter now is just, Dukes, this sucks. Dukes, I feel sick to my stomach. Dukes.
You know, one of us is in deep trouble.
This line on that side now is in trouble. Like, I hear you guys. Look, and this is the natural reaction now that this news is official. This is where I didn't want to go, where Mike was going last week, and I said, I'm not going to go there. Now I'm going there with you.
Yeah. Like, now. It's not
we are
no, we're not that bad. Now, I said to Carl, and this is what I hate, because now all the naysayers, all the guys that aren't really Falcon fans, you know, that want to just, you know, be on the fence and be snarky and be provocateurs. Yeah, typical Falcons. Look, it's tough when you lose your best backup tackle after your starting tackle goes down. I was of the impression the way they were slow rolling the information, they were trying to cut a deal, maybe trade for somebody. No reason to put that out there. Now we know. So, look. Good news is early bye week. I don't know if Elijah Wilkinson can do the job. I don't know. I don't know this Jarrell guy we picked up from Seattle. He did play in four games last year as a rookie. So perhaps they feel there's some upside there. I don't know. But it's a guy you gave a $30 million contract to for a reason. Storm Norton is one of the best, you know, rotational swing tackles in the league. He showed you that the last 2 years with the Falcons. Neither one of these guys is going to be available for the first 6 to 8 weeks. One guy's done, I should say, for the whole season.
Right.
It's a concern. The wide receiver core. Darnell Mooney hasn't practiced for all intents and purposes all season, preseason. You know, Ray's banged up. Kadarrell Hodge. We may take it in the shorts against Tampa Bay, but be stronger later in the season. I'm not prepared to concede a loss because I don't know what Tampa Bay is going to be. But I do know that Hassan Reddick and that line they're going to come after, they're going to try to exploit the right side.
Okay. We got enough to win in the room, right? The first few games, because I can't look 7, 8, 9 weeks. We don't know what's going to happen. Right. First few weeks of the season, we got enough in the room to win. There's no debating that. But you're not full strength. And that's the concern. It's not that you don't have enough in the room, but you're not 100%. So there are going to be a couple of guys that need to really step up and play above and beyond what we expected them to. Whether it's defensively, right. James Pierce, Jalen Walker, Xavier Watts, or offensively, whether it's that offensive line with Elijah on it, some of these guys that you didn't expect, like we're going to need a little bit more from you guys because we're not. And until we get acclimated as to what this is going to look like, Mike, because 2 weeks ago it felt completely different. O-line, man, I kept saying, we got one of the best O-lines in the league. Take one of those guys out, and it's not all of a sudden. So, look, Lindstrom's going to show up. Jake's going to show up. Bergeron's a dude, right? We've talked about this. Those guys are going to be there, and I think they'll pick up the slack. But that doesn't mean you're not going to have those one-on-one situations that just me and you, Amano Amano, bro, I gotta block
Tony
you.
Here's right. We want to. All right. And, you protect his blind side.
Yeah. we want to run the football. I mean.
And Wilkinson has to do that. So right. They're going to be, not every play, but there'll be those instances.
Well, how good is Wilkinson? I mean, he's been with this team before. He's played the guard. He's had issues. He's had his own issues staying healthy.
Here's your chance, Elijah.
Right. I mean, you help us, Elijah. You're our only hope.
It's true.
Now, look, again, I don't know if Gerald, the guy they picked, Michael Gerald, the kid they got from Seattle, went to a small school named Finley of Ohio. He was a 6th-round pick, but he started some games for the Seahawks. I don't know what their depth is. He was expendable. We sent a conditional 7th-round pick, so the ask is nothing. But that's more maybe perhaps depth, knowing that we're not going to have Storm Norton back for a long time.
All right, we're coming back. We'll continue this conversation. I just keep looking at this roster like, okay. I like that. I don't know if I like that.
Well, Mark Ramon.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You brought up a good point. We're not an area we thought was pretty good in the defensive tackle rotation and what we got on D-line. We're going 5 guys. So we'll talk about it. I mean, like, we think we've got some studs in this building to get the quarterback on the ground. You know, we think we can get some turnovers, too. You know, there's a lot of good things that are going to – you may have to – didn't think I'd say this – lean on your defense a little bit at times this year.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.